In this bulletin, international support continues for India through its deadly second wave of COVID-19. The 25th anniversary of the Port Arthur massacre marked today. And in sport, Australia's Olympic and Paralympic athletes granted access to COVID-19 vaccines. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Countries around the world are continuing to pledge support for India as it fights through a deadly second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. The latest daily figures from the Indian Health Ministry shows over 320,000 new virus cases and more than 2,700 deaths. Hospitals in India are experiencing oxygen shortages and many people are being forced to build makeshift facilities for mass burials and cremations. The US says it's sending a plethora of aid to India, with President Joe Biden saying his administration is also in discussions about when the US can send vaccine doses.
I think we'll be in a position to be able to share vaccines as well as know-how with other countries who are in real need. That's the hope and expectation. And I might add, when we were in a bind at the very beginning, India helped us.
The 25th anniversary of the Port Arthur massacre is being marked today with a small commemoration service at the Port Arthur Historic Sites Memorial Garden in Tasmania. Wreaths will be laid, a musical tribute will be given, and a quiet moment for reflection will be held. Dr. Brian Walpole was a doctor at the Royal Hobart Hospital at the time of the massacre. He says gun control came to define his medical career.
We had that policy sitting there, and every time there was a massacre, we'd pull it out and talk about it. But because gun control was a state issue, we couldn't get any traction. So then, the day after Port Arthur, the Tasmanian Premier, Tony Rundle, called me and Roland Brown, who's a lawyer in the Coalition for Gun Control, called us into his office. And I had a copy of the policy, which contained licensing, registration, safe storage, a cooling off period, no automatics or semi-automatics, and no handguns.
35 people were killed and 23 wounded in the mass shooting. The killer was given 35 life sentences without a chance for parole. The massacre sparked significant changes in Australia's gun control laws. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has again defended Australia's hotel quarantine system, despite calls for returned travellers to isolate at purpose-built facilities in regional areas.
Hotel quarantine is the first ring of containment. While 99.99% success rate, I think, is pretty good, but it is not 100% foolproof. And in 0.01%, in fact, less of cases, you will see occasional breaches. A system that is achieving 99.99% effectiveness is a very strong system and is serving Australia very well.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has called on the government to establish safer quarantine settings.
It's a reminder that this government is not doing well enough when it comes to quarantine. The fact is, the government needs to get its act together when it comes to dealing with the rollout of the vaccine and with quarantine. And it needs to put in place proper quarantine arrangements.
Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, also defended the current system at a parliamentary inquiry.
Very, very successful. Of course, there has been some incursions and they've been widely publicised. But in general terms, it's been very successful and very safe. And we've continue to learn how to make it more successful and more safe. It's fit for the purpose, yes.
The Australian Commission on Safety and Quality in Healthcare has released a report revealing that many Australian babies are being placed at unnecessary risk because their birth by caesarean section is scheduled too early without a medical reason. The report, launched in partnership with the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, found about half of planned caesarean section births performed prior to 39 weeks in 2017 did not have a medical or obstetric reason. To sport now, and Australian athletes competing at the Olympic and Paralympic Games in Tokyo are to be vaccinated against COVID-19. National Cabinet has agreed Olympians will be eligible for vaccination under Priority Group 1B. Federal Minister for Health Greg Hunt and Minister for Sport Richard Colbeck say it offers an assurance to athletes preparing to represent Australia on the world stage. Supplies of the COVID-19 vaccine will be made available to about 2,000 Australians identified by the AOC and Paralympics Australia. And now for a look at today's weather in Perth. It's partly cloudy, 29 degrees. Adelaide, cloudy as well, 22. Melbourne, cloudy, 18. Hobart, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Canberra, cloudy and 20. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Sydney, similar conditions and 23. Newcastle, possible showers there, 23 degrees. Brisbane, showers, 25. Cairns, showers as well, 29. And Darwin, showers with a possible storm, 33 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.